Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
All right, let me bring in a former Falcon. He's one of my favorite guys to listen to. I just think he's highly entertaining. You can now hear him on Fitz and Harry, noon to 3 on ESPN Radio. He's a big-timer on ESPN TV as well, and he's got a face for TV. He's our buddy Harry Douglas, kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Harry, how are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
We are good. I know Atlanta misses hearing from Harry as much as they did on some local stuff, so that's where I wanted to start with you before we go national. We were just talking about the Falcons in their quarterback situation, and people are either – this Lamar Jackson rumor, Harry, is awesome, only because, I mean, people are split. There's people like me who are obsessively wanting Lamar Jackson because I know what the ceiling is. There are others that think the injury and the price tag is too much. Where do you fall on what Lamar and the Falcons would look like together?
Well, I'll say, understanding Lamar, and nobody probably seen Lamar play more so than me because he's a Louisville alum as well as myself, and then he played for the same head coach that I had in Louisville. I think he's a wonderful talent. I think he's a guy that put the Baltimore Ravens in a situation to where they're relevant every year since he became the quarterback there, and those guys did miss the playoffs. I think 2 or 3 years prior to Lamar Jackson becoming the quarterback, he's everything that they want to do. Imagine him in the system that Arthur Smith runs. I think it'll be phenomenal because you look at the run game and Tyler Allgeier and Cordell Patterson, Caleb Huntley, who came along this offseason, and being able to have a dual-threat quarterback, and we've seen it some with Marcus Mariota. The run game was the top five in the National Football League this year. Inserting him in that, now you have defenders that they're going to crowd the line of scrimmage, and now you're going to have a lot of more one-on-one coverage on the end. I will say this. If you look at the Falcons from a standpoint from both angles, with Lamar Jackson, with Desmond Ridder, it's all about what Arthur Smith and I think Terry Fontenot and offensive coordinator Dave Ragone feel like is best for the team. We do got to realize right now that, you know, the team needs to get better defensively, too, on the defensive line and in the secondary. So however that plays out, it plays out. I'm not a money guy. So, I mean, I like to collect it, but when it comes to counting, you know, other teams' money, I'm not big on doing that. But I'm just saying, what does it look like for the Falcons as a big picture, as a from a team aspect? Because you can have all the offense in the world, can't stop anybody. We just witnessed Hassan Reddick be a game changer. We just witnessed Chris Jones on the defensive line be a game changer. If you don't have any of those guys, having a Joe Burrow, having, you know, any other of these top quarterbacks, what does it really mean? How far are you really going to get?
Harry, there's got to be a giant disclaimer beside any opinion someone gives about Desmond. It's 4 games, rookie, bad team, all that stuff. No, Kyle. But based on the little teacup of experience that we all got to watch Desmond, what is your inclination? What do you think is the blue sky? What's possible with Desmond as an NFL quarterback?
Well, I was able to be there with those guys this past spring because I did the Bill Walsh diversity internship and love his leadership as a quarterback, the will to want to get better, the will to not want to make the same mistake twice and over again. But I also seen a lot of great leadership qualities. And we also seen this team this season, you know, who struggled a little bit passing. But when Ridder came in, we've seen a new life from, you know, Drake London and the relationship that those guys have. And I know what it feels like to, you know, be a wide receiver and come in the same year with a quarterback. Me and Matt Ryan came in the same year in 2008. And I think Ridder being at the quarterback position from a pass standpoint really helped this team be better. I want to see Desmond Ridder be able to start a full season. A full season in the National Football League where he goes to the offseason and he knows that the team is his and his mindset and his approach can be that. I want to see what this team can be under those circumstances, and then you make your decisions up from there.
Harry Douglas, former Falcon, is with us. You can hear him on Fitz and Harry, noon to 3 on ESPN Radio. He's with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. So Arthur Smith is heading into year 3, and I mean, because of the salary cap constraints and a lack of talent, he's gone 7-2 back-to-back years. It's not a shock. So he's going to have now more pressure in year 3 with all the salary cap space and another draft class. So I want to get your feeling on Arthur Smith and kind of compare it to Mike Smith, because, you know, Chuck and I talk about Mike Smith a lot. The one thing we knew about that era of Falcon football. It was buttoned up.
Ready to play.
Not going to make mistakes, not going to beat themselves, would win a lot of close games. Is there any comp you can see in Arthur Smith in that at all?
Well, first I would say I don't think it's pressure from the simple fact that you had those constraints from a salary cap standpoint. So you couldn't bring in a lot of top big names and 1,000% quality free agents. Not diminishing anybody that they brought in. I'm just calling a spade a spade. They couldn't go out and get those games. And we got to remember, in this first year, it took to week 16 or 17 before they were eliminated from the playoffs. So think about that now. And think about this year, if they just would have won one or two of those games in which the quarterback position didn't make the plays down the stretch, that caused them to lose the game. So think about that, what Arthur Smith was able to do with his football team and his coaching staff, not being able to have a lot of things to his disposal as a lot of other teams, per se, in the National Football League. So I think coming into this year, you do have a lot more money to spend in free agency, and you can bring those big-name guys in. But also, I look at a guy like Caleb Huntley, and I was there when Arthur Smith told him in the offseason, hey, you're going to make plays. You're going to be great in this league. I've seen him literally speak it into existence, and we see him flourish. Tyler Allgeier, as a rookie, flourished. Drake London, even though he was a first-round draft pick, hey, he flourished when he got the opportunities. So I just think they have to bring in some quality free agents. Defensive line, cornerback, you're probably going to have to go on the offensive line. Also, another dynamic playmaker that's on the board. And I think this team can make some noise. They literally could have made the playoffs the first 2 years of Arthur Smith's head coaching career.
Wide receiver is a position. It takes a minute usually. Drake London showed up. He just spent all year running around NFL secondaries being a killer. I just loved it. Does Kyle Pitts have that? Because it was fits and starts when he played the full rookie season, and then he only played part of the season this year, and he's so physically dominant, by looking at him. But what do you think, what is your impression with Kyle Pitts now going into year three suddenly?
I love Kyle Pitts, and I told him, I went to him at practice one day this past offseason. I said, man, you look faster. You look more confident. You're more defiant in your route running. And I told him, you're going to have to be a leader too, but you're going to have to be. Even in year two, it's like that sometimes. And I basically told him about a few guys that we had on our 2008 draft class that had become leaders early on in their career, even though we had veterans, but they had the leadership qualities. And I'm excited for him going into year three. I think this is going to be a big year for him, especially being paired with Drake London. After Drake just finished his first year, then you're going to add other pieces to the puzzle. But knowing what that run game was this season, it's going to open up more things for Kyle Pitts and Drake. And I'm also looking forward to seeing, who else they're going to add to that wide receiver core to be more dynamic pass game-wise.
Harry Douglas, former Falcon with Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. HD, let me ask you about the quarterbacks as we get ready for the Super Bowl here in 12 or 13 days. I think we're at a point now where if you do have just the drop-back guy, it almost feels like you're the dinosaur of the group. Can you go on moving forward with a quarterback who does not have a mobile side to him these days?
Nope, you cannot. Defensive ends are too fast. The D tackles are too fast. The game has evolved to a level in which you got to have a guy. And I'm not saying he has to be Lamar Jackson mobile, but Joe Burrow is a lot more mobile than a lot of people give him credit for. And you see the first third down on that pass of that game where he ran for a first down. Now, we got called back because of a penalty, but you've seen the elusiveness. Your quarterback, the National Football League in 2023, they got to be dynamic in the way in which they aren't statues, sitting back there and letting defensive lines and defenses just tee off on them.
Richie Grant going to be a ball player?
Yeah, I like Richie, man. I love him at Central Florida as well. And I love his mindset, his attitude, his approach to the game, and he wants to be better. Going into year three, I'm expecting big things from Richie.
Harry, before we let you go, it's the appropriate time to have you on. It's your old buddy Brian Finneran's birthday today. So do you have a message, a birthday wish for B-Fino, I believe is 47 today.
First, I want to just say happy birthday, Finn. I appreciate you more than you know. I actually brought him up on our radio show today talking about solid veterans and how these young guys need them. And Finn was one of the guys that showed me the ropes and showed me how to be a pro. I don't think I can thank him enough, but just his love as a human being in general, the way he loves his family, the way he approached every game, the way he takes notes, it's amazing. And the way he approaches you know, when he's on 680. So I love you, bud. Appreciate you. Happy birthday. And you're getting old as hell.
I know you had to end that way. Okay, so now you got the...
It was something else coming.
You got the nice thoughts out of the way. Now, I've heard him tell stories about how he had to address Harry Douglas on the road with the right stuff to wear and the right way to act. Now, is that true or false?
Tell Finn to stop telling everybody business.
Fair enough. We'll leave it there. Harry Douglas, host of Fitz and Harry, you can hear on ESPN Radio 12 to 3. You can see him on ESPN as well. HD, it's always a pleasure. Glad you're blowing up the way you are. Nothing but success down the road. Good stuff, we'll talk to you soon.
No problem, fellas. Appreciate y'all.
There he is, Harry Douglas with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. I didn't make that up. I heard Finn tell those stories. Young Harry Douglas, he had to mold him.
Sibling of Hawks.
Tony Douglas, former
first
Nick.
First rounder.
No, I think it was Nick first rounder, Tony Douglas.
But he came to the Hawks at one point.
He might have, but I remember he was a Knicks pick.
From Florida State.
Absolutely right. Better genes than my parents had.
Oh, yeah. If I would have been a commissioned salesman, I would have. Runs in the family.
Yeah. What do your kids do? One's in the NBA, one's in the NFL. Can you imagine? Like, that's what Mr. and Mrs. Douglas are saying about
Christmas
the kids.
Gifts than me.
God almighty.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.